launching its Together for Fun program at the Manmore Seniors Residence in Broome Lake in February, the Société Alzheimer Grandi et Région is adapting its services and programs to now meet the needs of the English-speaking community in Broome Lake, after discovering that they were essentially non-existent for the community. Caroline Hadlock, who's the family and respite advisor at the Société Alzheimer Grandi et Région, gives us all the details about the Together for Fun program, the importance of making these programs and services available to the English-speaking community, and the important role that it plays in the lives of caregivers and their loved one living with a cognitive impairment. Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show. You are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Caroline, I just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having us. Great pleasure to be able to discuss the program with you and share the services that we're developing for the Anglophone community.
Yeah, so Caroline, let's get into that a little bit more. So the Société Alzheimer Grandi et Région launched its Together for Fun program at the Manoir Seniors Residence here in Lac Brome back in February, if I'm not mistaken. From my understanding, it was a program that the group developed about a decade ago in partnerships with other organizations. So I was wondering if you could just start off by highlighting what the program is exactly and what the purpose of the program is.
Yeah, of course. So when we're looking at the Together for Fun program, it's really an adapted leisure program that aims to provide moments of happiness and pleasure that are shared between the individual who's affected by the neurocognitive impairment and their caregiver. It also includes a section that specifically is reserved for the caregivers that enables them to share their experiences and strategies amongst one another to facilitate their daily lives. So it's important to know that when we're speaking of neurocognitive impairments, it really represents all diseases that affect the memory, such as Alzheimer's disease and other related diseases as well.
Yeah, and why did the group want to bring this program to Broome Lake? What need was the program meant to address here in the community in particular? Was there a demand for something like this?
So basically, the program was introduced thanks to Mrs. Louise Penny, Mrs. Judy Martin, Mrs. Joan Wesson, and Mrs. Cynthia Wilson, who approached the Alzheimer's Society of Granby and Region to find out about existing programs that could serve the English-speaking citizens of the region. It was brought to our attention that there had already been services for older adults through the day center in Broome Lake, but unfortunately, they no longer have those services. We were also informed that there were no longer services for the English older adults with neurocognitive impairments and that the need was quite elevated. So with all that into consideration, we decided that the Together for Fun program would bring a positive experience to people with neurocognitive impairments, and it also helps to equip the caregivers for what they're going to be dealing with on a regular basis. So our director, Mrs. Sophie Foisy, who's the director of the Alzheimer's Society of Granby and Region, submitted a project and a request for funds to the Federation of Medical Specialists of Quebec to put in place this program, and her request was then accepted. So following that, Mrs. Joan Wesson set up a committee made up of community, public, and municipal partners, and we worked together to set up the program. And then the Broome Lake Manor provided us with the premises so that we were able to hold a session of the program last spring.
Okay, so this was available to the entire community, but you were just holding it at the Manor space.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay. Well, that's even, oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was only offered to people at the Manoir, so that's great to hear. Now, I wanted to know a little bit about the success of the program. You know, will it be continued at the Manoir or another space in Broome Lake and perhaps in other nearby towns that are seeking these services?
So basically, the last program that we held had a group of 8 participants, and the experience was really greatly appreciated by them, and they did have a desire to continue the program in the summer. So the inscription for the next session, unfortunately, is complete, but we do aim at putting in another session in the fall. So the information will be communicated with the population once that is set into place.
Great. That's great news for our community. Now, how important is it to make these types of programs available to everyone? You know, you were saying how there was a lack thereof for the English-speaking community in the area. Mm-hmm. So what role do these types of programs play? Why are they so important for everyone to have access to?
Well, in addition to offering a program adapted to the needs of the affected individuals and their caregivers, the program also enables these individuals to break isolation through the creation of social networks, and also to highlight that the individuals who have a diagnosis of a neurocognitive impairment are people who can enjoy a good quality of life despite the illness. It equally raises awareness of the importance of being caring and inclusive towards individuals affected with a neurocognitive impairment and their caregivers, because they are amongst us within our society.
Now, like we've been discussing, this program is a part of this bigger picture of making resources available to the English-speaking community in Brome Lake and its surrounding areas for individuals living with a cognitive impairment and their caregivers. Would you like to expand on that a little bit more? I came across some information in the monthly journal, The Tempo, that the Alzheimer's Society of Granby is trying to work with other partners in Brome Lake to identify services that could help fulfill these needs for the English-speaking population here.
Absolutely. So we're currently working with the advisory committee that was established to evaluate the program Together for Fun and the needs of the population to develop additional adapted services for the English-speaking community.
Great. And I know I didn't know in the beginning, because I've heard of the Society Alzheimer's Granby before, but do you have other programs that you coordinate and resources that are available to English speakers and French speakers, I should say, that you wanted to expand on?
Yeah, of course. So the Alzheimer's Society offers a wide range of services for the Brome-Missisquoi and Otiamaska region. So when we're looking at the services that we offer, there's various trainings for caregivers and professionals that live in the territory. We have individual and group respite. We have discussion groups for affected individuals, coffee meetings for caregivers, psychosocial support, the Together for Fun program. And we do have some other programs on the side as well. It's really important, though, to notice and to be informed that at the moment, a lot of our programs are still being developed for the Anglophone population. So not all of them are offered both in French and in English. But if ever people are interested in the services, we'll be able to know what the demand is and then expand from there.
Great. Now, those are all the questions that I had for you, Carolyn. I really just wanted to get a better understanding of what need this program is trying to fulfill here. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important to bring up or to raise awareness about.
Yeah, of course. So basically, we invite any citizens of the community to call the Alzheimer's Society directly for any questions concerning the disease, for information on services that we offer, or if even anyone needs just some support with what they're living with the person who has a cognitive impairment. So they can either communicate with us by phone. So our phone number is 450-777-3363. They can also go directly onto our website, alzheimersgranby.ca, or they can also communicate with us through our Facebook page.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Caroline. And I wanted to ask you, this is the only group that I know of that really deals with individuals that are living with cognitive impairments. I haven't heard of another organization like the Société Alzheimer's Granby. I find it so unique.
Yeah. Well, the Alzheimer's Society, there are many societies throughout Quebec per se. Each territory pretty much has its assigned society. So we are spread out. We do offer very different services from one society to the next. And we do have multiple partnerships throughout the community. So we can refer individuals with neurocognitive impairments to other places so that they can really get the help that they need through the community per se. So
yeah, that great network that you have all together here in the region.
Yes, exactly. It's very, very nice.
Well, thank you so much again, Caroline, for chatting with me. I really, really appreciate it. A lot of the English speakers have this sense that, like, these services are not available to them anymore, no matter what service it is. So
yeah, unfortunately, it's nice to be able to share our program.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.